Before we begin, please note that this podcast talks about looking directly at the sun. Please, whatever you do not look directly into the sun, no matter what, okay? Even during eclipses, because you can be permanently blinded by the sun. Anyways, let's continue with the show. The sun is gone, and in its place is a dark circle surrounded by a fiery ring. What is happening? And is our life in danger? Hello everybody and welcome to today's episode of Vic the Random. We are just making this episode today, not tomorrow or not yesterday. Not yesterday because I went skiing and not tomorrow because I need to kind of catch up on my podcast order to make sure we have the correct number for our last and final Earth Day podcast. Oh my goodness, we are almost there. Anyways, in this episode we talk about solar and lunar eclipses because they are very strange occurrences. In fact, in the ancient times, a lot of people thought that God was cursing them to a doomed and horrible death. So, hey, maybe we are in danger. Sorry, that was my earbud falling out. Hello everybody and welcome to today's Random Fact Generator. Today's random fact is... Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken by Oscar Wilde. Hey, yeah, I agree with that completely. Be yourself, you know. If you try to be someone you're not, just like impressing someone, don't. People will like you for who you are. And if you aren't yourself, you're just lying to other people. And I don't think people like it when other people lie to them. Anyways. Eclipses. And in fact, before we begin, I just want to mention that there are two types of eclipses in our world. The solar eclipse and the lunar eclipse. Let's start with the basics. As you may already know, the Earth rotates around the Sun. This is called an orbit. The Earth finishes one orbit around the Sun in approximately 365 days, 1 year. Now, as the Earth rotates around the Sun, the moon orbits around the Earth every 27.322 days. Okay, so now, what is a solar eclipse, exactly? A solar eclipse is when the moon comes right between the Earth and the sun. This means that the moon blocks the sun's light and creates a shadow on the Earth. If we look at the moon during a solar eclipse, we will see that you can't see the sun anymore, and you just see the moon that's covering the sun. Sometimes, only part of the moon covers the sun, and this causes a partial solar eclipse. You can still see the sun during a partial solar eclipse, but not the entire sun. A full solar eclipse is when the moon covers up the entire sun. When this happens, you can only see the moon and, around the moon, a thin bright layer, the sun. However, you must remember that just because the moon is covering up the sun does not mean you can look at the eclipse. Even if the moon moves ever so slightly out of the way and exposes the sun, you can be permanently blinded. Make sure to wear sunglasses, especially for those watching eclipses that are certified by NASA. Anyways, at this point, you must be wondering, how the heck does the moon cover up the entire sun during a solar eclipse? The sun is massive and the moon is very, very small considered to the sun. The moon is 400 times smaller than the sun. So then how does the moon cover it up? Well, this bit is something of a miracle because you see, the moon is actually 400 times smaller than the sun, but also 400 times closer to us than the sun. That means that the moon and the sun appear to be the same size. You've definitely experienced this yourself. Ask someone to stand right in front of you. Then, put your hand right in front of your eye and measure their height. Chances are your hand isn't even big enough to measure how tall they are just by stretching your hand all the way open. Now, either you or the other person move away from each other. Now do the same thing, put your hand next to your eye and measure their height. Now, the person is tiny! Because, like, it's just feeling that they're tiny. And the same happens with the moon. Even though the moon is 400 times smaller than the sun, because it's 400 times closer, it seems like it's 400 times larger. That's a lot of 400s. This means that the moon and the sun appear to be the same exact size. Whew. Now, if the moon makes a rotation every 27 days, why isn't there an eclipse every 27 days? Because then the moon will be back in its previous rotation, right? If it makes a rotation every 27 days, after 27 days, it'll be right back where it started. Why isn't there an eclipse then? Well, you see, the moon moves around the Earth. But at the same time, the Earth moves around the sun, and also the Earth rotates. So by the time the moon goes around the Earth will have moved. And that means that the sun is in a different location respective to the Earth. So then, well, the moon isn't between the Earth and the sun anymore. Whoopsies. So that means that the moon has to move a tad bit more to catch up to where the sun is. But when the moon moves that tad bit more, well, whoopsies, the Earth's moved again. That is why total solar eclipses only happen every 100 years. To view a total solar eclipse, you also must be in a very specific part of the Earth. That is because the shadow of the sun onto the Earth is not very big, because the moon is smaller than the Earth. So you must be in a specific part of the Earth to view it, the specific part of the Earth being where the moon's shadow lies. Now, if you aren't in that zone, you will view a partial eclipse or no eclipse. Now, obviously there are eclipses more than 100 years, so full eclipses are very rare, and then there are also partial eclipses. We've talked about partial eclipses earlier in this podcast. And actually, there are more groups and more types of eclipses. They're just really fine and subcategorized. If you want to delve deeper into these, I'll leave a link into the description. Okay. Last bit about the solar eclipse is that the zone that you have to be in to view the total solar eclipse moves around during the day. Because the Earth spins and the moon moves and the sun doesn't actually move respective to the Earth, but because the Earth moves around the sun, to us it seems like the sun is moving. Which means that the zone or the shadow of the moon actually moves around during the day. So, anyways, solar eclipse, done. Now what about the lunar eclipse? The lunar eclipse is like the solar eclipse, except for the fact that actually, you know what? I think it's time for a break. Hello everybody and welcome to the Random Fact Generator. Did you know that honeybees can recognize human faces? Researchers have found that these tiny little pollinators can actually learn to, you know, find your face. How do they do that? Well, if you give them maybe a sweet treat or something, they'll be able to associate that treat with your face. And then, bang, you've just learned and made friends with a honeybee. Although, just a warning, that they can also remember, let's just say, not so sweet treats. So you better be nice to the honeybees. Anyways, now let's move on to the lunar eclipse. Remember, lunar eclipses are when the Earth is between the sun and the moon. That means that when the Earth's rays hit the Earth is blocking the sun, which causes the Earth to have a shadow that blocks out the moon. And just like with the solar eclipses, there are two main types of lunar eclipses: the total lunar eclipse and the partial lunar eclipse. Remember, the total lunar eclipse is when the shadow of the Earth blocks out the moon completely. This means that the moon should appear very, very dark and you may not be able to see it or... Wait, hold a second. It's red? Okay. Let's go slower. Why is the moon red? Total lunar eclipses and partial lunar eclipses. Okay, okay. A total lunar eclipse means that the moon is red. Partial lunar eclipses do not cause the moon to be red. So, let's focus for now on total lunar eclipses. If you listen to my podcast on rainbows, you'll have some prerequisite to why the moon is red. But let's just do a 1 second or one sentence recap. Note that the white light that you see is actually all of the colors ever possible combined into one mega light beam. That is what we see as white light, okay? And if you want to take that white light and spread it apart and see all of the colors again, you will have to put the light, direct it into a prism. And the prism will make these different colors of light reflect in different ways, which allows you to see the rainbow colors. Okay, so, quick recap, done. Why is the moon red? Let's keep doing that. When the sun's light hits the edges of the Earth, the light actually gets bent around the Earth inwards. The red light gets reflected inwards more than the purple light. It's similar to the actions of the prism, where the red light gets reflected slightly differently than the purple light and the green light and the orange light, which means that the red light, which is reflected at a different angle than the purple light, actually hits the moon. And that is why we see the moon as red. Now the only question is, what's causing these colors to refract and separate? Well, it's actually the atmosphere of the Earth. Wow. Okay, anyways, total lunar eclipse, done. What about a partial lunar eclipse? A partial lunar eclipse is just like a partial solar eclipse, except instead of the moon over the sun, you actually see the Earth's shadow over the moon. So you sort of see like a black little blob, or where there's like, you can't see any bit of the moon. But you can see the rest of the moon, but just not that partial little blob. And that is a partial lunar eclipse. And lunar eclipses don't happen every 27 days-ish or so, for the same reason of why solar eclipses don't happen every 27 days-ish or so. Because the moon is constantly moving, the Earth is constantly moving, and everything around us is also constantly moving. Now, note that I did say that the moon rotates around the Earth in 27 days. You might know that it's actually 29 days, actually. But the moon returns back to the same place it was every 27 days. But for us, it's 29 days because actually the moon is kind of trying to catch up to where the Earth is. It's sort of like a catch the like tab because the moon is spinning towards us, but the Earth is actually rotating away from it. Remember, the Earth has an axis that it spins around. Oh yeah, credits! This episode was created and directed by Vikram Dave Roo, music made on GarageBand by Vikram Dave Roo. I actually just used the music from last week, so I didn't really have time. Anyways, cover art was created by Vikram on Canva, and my website is also updated, created, and... Hold on, I haven't really been updating my website, have I? Anyways, I will be, I just really don't have that much time right now. But anyways, website also, victorrandom.com. Thank you to everyone. Script was made by Vikram Dave Roo. My cousin is coming over, so sneak peek for the next episode. It is Earth Day episode, but, you know, he will be co-hosting it along with me. Anyways, thank you for listening, and see you next time.